Christian Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Burnison, and today we're going to be briefly talking about what you do when you return to the gym. You know, this whole coronavirus thing has really not only dampened a lot of spirits, but it's thrown a curveball in everybody's life, everybody's training ventures, and it can be hard to stick with this process for a lot of competitors. I know individuals that are having issues right now with timing for their current programs and a lot of uncertainty because these events, whether you're a bodybuilder, whether you're a powerlifter, to be determined. So they're not really quite sure if they're even going to have a competitive season for a lot of different sports. Regardless of what that means for the regular season of athletes, that doesn't mean that gyms are going to remain closed forever. There are states opening back up. I live in Tennessee. We are one of them. Gyms are an exception right now that aren't open back up fully. I think they're at a quarter of the capacity. So, they're only opening a small amount. But aside from that, there are other states that are slowly starting to open. And it's important for you, starting off right now, in the current atrophied base that you may have due to lack of movement, due to lack of, specifically training the for your sport, this can really, set you back in your season, potentially. So I'm going to be talking and providing a little bit of insight on how to best approach when you get back to the gym, okay? Assuming that that's going to be soon for you. And if not, you need to take it upon yourself to be a big boy, be a big girl, and use that stimulus check. If you have the means to afford it, get yourself a starter kit, man. Get yourself a barbell and some weights. I always say it's good to have a barbell and a set of 10s or 25s to start with. For Olympic lifting, I think that that's perfect. The reason I say that is, too often if there's weight on the bar or weight in front of you, if you've got a ton of plates at your disposal, the likelihood of you wanting to be, Hercules and, puff your chest a little bit is going to be much higher. So we want to take the douche factor out of that and start a little bit lighter. But returning back to the gym, for those of you that is an option, for those of you that are going to be training at home and you're just starting out, you've taken some time off, focusing on is the warm-up. Warming up is important for not only people just getting started. I mean, it's a fundamental law, essentially. If you're not going to warm up, you're going to have issues down the road in your training. It may not be the same day, it may not be the same month, or even the same year. This lack of discipline, rather, adds up. So warming up is going to be crucial. What does that look like? Well, if you're somebody that's just getting into fitness, warming up is simply just increasing your core body temperature. Okay, the more you become body aware and you build your proprioception, then you can start to recognize what muscles are going to be beneficial for you to warm up, and then you can start to isolate those muscles and target them specifically so that you may, optimally loosen yourself up and warm up in that fashion to have better movement efficiency for your workout. Now, for competitors, depending on what sport you're in, whether you're like a recreational athlete, something along the lines of like basketball, football, those things are going to be different for you for training. Hopefully you've done workouts with a barbell. If not, principle's the same, warming up. Those of you that are in barbell sports, biggest concern is you're going to want to go back to lifting heavy weights. So the biggest thing that we can do that's going to contribute to our long-term success is starting a little, and I know everyone hates this, starting a little lighter. Drills. Working on drills. Intermuscular coordination is the largest driver towards success in strength. in power. So when we're talking about athletes that are competitive in the weightlifting atmosphere or competitive in powerlifting, or even bodybuilding, really, you know, I mean, technique is gonna be one of those things that for bodybuilding is a little more advantageous to the structure of your body, right? It's not gonna be damaging your body as much if you have great form. But with weightlifting and with powerlifting specifically, you know, the lack of intramuscular coordination and synchronization, so your body's ability to become synchronized with those movement patterns that you're doing, whether it's squat, bench, deadlift, or clean and jerk and snatch, your body's capacity for that has been lowered because of your time away from it. So the only way that we can get back to moving better, it's not by loading 80, 90% back on the bar and trying to find our one rep max with a broken position of our exercises with broken form. We've got to drill those movements with light weight, get the form down, and then we can start to program out from there, assuming we're increasing load progressively over the long term. So I guess the biggest piece of the puzzle here, folks, is just understanding that when you get back to training and you get back to moving, whether you're an athlete or your general population just trying to get fit, you need to stick with the fundamentals and ground yourself in the discipline that's required to do the little things. Warming up, creating that comfortability in your body before you put yourself under stress with load. So if we can't move well and we're loading a broken movement, it's just gonna be bad news on our joints and everything. It's 2020, we can't have any more disasters. We've gotta start being smarter about our training and our approach. So I can't let you guys go back to the gym without having some of these things in mind. Again, warming up, and drilling. If you're an athlete, drilling right now is going to be the difference maker. The athletes that drill, the athletes that are not trying to rush to get to their numbers, get back to their numbers, are gonna be the ones that stay in the game and stay healthy. And you know, my athletes out there that love to push the pace, this is gonna be a different challenge for you. This is gonna be a mental challenge. So I think in a lot of ways we're all growing from this, and myself included, as not only a weightlifter, but a sport performance specialist, you know, there's been different modes of training I've had to explore as a result of lack of equipment, lack of time, you know, all of the variables that we ourselves can't necessarily control. So this is the time right now, grounding yourself into some better habits. I wish you nothing but luck on your training routine as you get back into the gym. So stay safe out there, guys. Continue to try flattening the curve, whatever that means, and have a great rest of your week and a productive rest of your week. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, and don't forget to like, share, or comment, engage with us on our media platforms and media pages. So hopefully you learned something from today, and I'll be seeing you next week.